iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening, welcoming in some friends to our studio. Please welcome back Sergeant Stephen Austin. Hello, sir.
Hello, Renee. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. It's nice to have you here representing our Capital City Police, Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be here today, and we have some great news.
Yes, you do. And to share in that news, you also brought along a friend, Officer Victor Marquez, right? Hello.
Yes, how you doing? How's it going today?
It's nice to have you guys here to talk about recruiting and recruitment, right?
Oh, Recruitment. Yeah. Yes. Career development and recruitment.
So I understand there's open recruitment right now and people can apply, but what do we need to know about applying for your police department or any municipality here in the state of Connecticut?
Well, specifically, one of the most important things, you have to be 21.
Okay. All right.
Here in the city of Hartford, we're looking for those who are 21 years old or older. You must have a GED or a high school diploma. A valid driver's license, a pretty clean record. You can't have any felonies. If you can get past those three or four things, the application is pretty much open to anyone, male or female. We're, you know, when we're really big this year, I would say now in the last couple of years, we're really, really would like to get out to women, because women, right, I think, are helping change the narrative and the direction of the way law enforcement is going. And it just brings a whole different look to the agency.
And I notice all across the boards, all departments are looking for people to help kind of bring on a new way of policing, too, in a way. Right. Let's get people in who want to do good and make change
community
and
policing.
Positive. Right. Community.
Community policing is what it's all about. Here in the city of Hartford, under Chief Jason Thode, we've pushed community policing. Mm-hmm. We started multiple years ago, but now we've even taken it to another level where we're out there doing all kind of things in the community. We work with our faith-based organizations. We work with our civic organizations. We go into the schools. This weekend, I don't want to give it a plug, but we're going to be out here at the Latino Festival.
Yep.
That's going to be right literally across the street here. We're out there because at the end of the day, Renee, it's about the city. The city comes first and the community comes first. And mm-hmm. we, as the police department, we're public safety. Our job is to serve our citizens. And we want to make sure that we're on the same page with them, which is why we're out here today talking about this great opportunity with the Hartford Police Department. We want our residents to possibly look at being a law enforcement officer in their own hometown. The city of Hartford is a great place. I grew up here. I went to school here. My mother still lives here. I can't think of a better place to work. I'm so happy about it. I have Officer Marquez. He's not from the city, but he's invested in Hartford. He does so much out here. One of the things that we do, and he does so well, and I'm going to let him talk about it, is that as a part of this police application process, we do physical agility training. And that's like, Renee is laughing. She's smiling over here because I've invited her out to some of our training
sessions.
I've
never gone. I think I ghosted you on that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll be out there. And every time I think about it, and then we just laughed about it because it's incredible. But anyway, go ahead.
Officer Marquez is the guy that does it. So he can talk, and I'll let him speak a little bit more about how he incorporates this physical agility. Because one of the other things, I'm sorry, I failed to mention, you have to pass a physical agility test.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
It's not very difficult, but with our training, we have almost 100% success rate. And it's not on me, it's not on the department, it's on this one gentleman right here.
And officer, tell us about that, because you've spoken about this before, about what you do there and how you train. So what do people need to know if they want to even just do what you do, follow in your footsteps, or just do this agility training, if you will, to help prepare for the test?
Well, like the sergeant said, it's not very, very difficult, but you can't just walk off the couch and say, oh, I got it. You know, I've seen a lot of that where I'm in shape. We're ready to go. I'll see you guys on Monday. And then next, you know, we got a little throwing up and stuff like that.
It is a workout.
It is a workout,
yeah.
But it's very, very attainable. It really, really is. As long as you practice it over and over and you get it done, you can get it done.
And it's not like you expect people to do it right the first time. I mean, you're there to show and teach and learn and train, right?
Right. So we do for a minute, we have to do a certain amount of push-ups, a certain amount of sit-ups based on your age and gender.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do the 300-mile run. And then kind of the killer is the mile and a half run. But like I said, if you practice it, you can get it done.
Well, listen, you know, I love it because it's also promoting good health. You have to be, you know, you have to be, I would think, in a decent health to be a police officer, right? I
mean, physical agility is, listen, we're not looking for Olympic athletes. Yeah. We're not. The physical agility, all it does is measure basically a certain amount of physical fitness that is required to get started, because you're going to be, upon hiring, going directly into the police academy.
Yeah.
So you're going to get physical training in the academy, but we just want to make sure that you can get there. And that's just been something that's part of our post standards that's set by the state, that every new officer going into every agency, doesn't matter where, has to pass that physical agility test.
But you know, in the past, a lot of people have failed this physical agility test, which is the reason we put this program together, because obviously what we're looking to is get people into the academy. So we're helping them as best we can with this. When we, like we said, we do Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, practice physical agility. So it's, I mean, it's free of charge. It's
set them up to win.
Right, exactly.
Set them up to win. Now, Sergeant, you gave me this website, and it's policeapp.com, policeapp.com. Explain that site to people when they go on there and how to navigate it.
Yeah, policeapp.com is a platform that anyone can go on from your computer. And when you click on that police app, the city of Hartford's application will pop up. Many different agencies will pop up, but the city of Hartford in particular, for this purpose, that's the one we want you to look at.
Yeah, never mind any other one.
So on the police app, you go online, you fill out the application, you submit. There's a $25 application fee. You do that. You get all that information that it requires and it's asking for. You submit it all right there. And then you'll get contacted by the City of Hartford Human Resources Department, and they'll tell you what the next steps are after that in terms of the written exam and the oral boards. And let me talk about that, if you got a second.
No, yeah.
Okay.
I have a second.
All right. well, we as part of our process, we offer written exam practice. So in other words, if you're going to come into the Hartford Police Department and you're looking at this particular agency, as part of our process that we offer practice tests. In other words, we'll bring you in. We usually do it 2 days for 4 days. So it's like 8 classes that you can attend. And we literally go over that entire exam. We go over it, we correct it, give you the correct answers, show you where you made your mistakes so that you can score. Once again, it all comes back to, we're looking to make you successful in this police process. Mm-hmm. And we're helping you as much as we can in terms of your physical agility, your written exam, and I'll throw in there too, your oral board. Because there will be an oral board closely following the written exam. So we prepare candidates to be as successful as possible. And I can tell you the efficacy of our work that we've done is very, very, it's, the outcomes have been phenomenal. I mean, I would say we almost have like a 95% success rate. If you come to our physical agility, our written exam, and our oral boards, you're going to move on to the background process.
Well, and I feel like that's how you kind of get to the people who really want to work for the city too, because it's showing their heart and that they actually care and want to pay attention to this. So now, we know how to sign up for that, but how does one sign up to do what you're suggesting, you know, the written and the joining the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? How do we find out about that?
Okay, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday physical agility program, first of all, it's at Hartford Public High School. Okay. That's 55 Forest Street for those who are not familiar with Hartford, and it's in the rear at the track. It's free. If you have any questions about that, we have a Instagram site called Hartford CT _ recruitment. Hartford CT Police _ recruitment. That's our Instagram handle. We put daily updates on there. You can go on that Instagram site anytime and find out about all the great things that we have going on. Once again, let me give you that Instagram handle. It's Hartford CT Police _ recruitment. And we update that daily. We put whatever's going on in terms of the written exam. If for whatever reason there's a cancellation as far as the physical agility, you know,
or weather. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
that's pretty much. When I say weather, I want people to understand we work out in inclement weather.
I know.
I mean, if it's lightning, thunder and lightning, we're going to cancel it. But I mean, a little bit of drizzle, we're going to work out. If it's cold out, we're going to work out, because as a police officer, you're required to come to work 24 hours.
We're working out.
You have to come to work. So I mean, this is a part of what being a police officer involves. We don't take days off. You know, we're a human services division.
Right.
So if people need us, we're there. It could be Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, you know, the, during hurricanes, during winter storms, we're there. We've done so much work. And like I said, a lot of times people confuse what a police officer actually does. They think all we do is arrest people. No, we provide services when the people get snowed in. They get snowed into their homes. They still got to get their medicine. We got to make sure that the fire and emergency services can reach these people. We assist with that. When we have some of these crazy torrential rain pours where people, the water has risen, we've actually towed cars or assisted people getting out of cars who've been there for whatever reason. The water, you know, rose and we've helped them in, you know, situations like that. So our ability to go out and provide services way beyond just quote unquote arresting people. And that's not what we do. You know, that's the least amount of what we do. But I mean,
that's the, what you actually don't want to do. You want to keep the peace.
We want to keep you safe. That's why we're public safety.
Because then there's a lot of paperwork with arresting too, right? So from all the police officers I know, they don't care for that too much.
Yeah,
but
there's paperwork with everything.
There is. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what you were saying. And actually, Officer Marquez, you know, I want you to go ahead and answer after Sarge here, if you don't mind me calling you Sarge. But here's the thing, though. You know, you've been a police officer for a very long time. You've been on the streets. You've seen things change with the times and with what's going on in the universe right now. So now more than ever, we have an opportunity to really gain the trust of people and having people work in the communities they live in, that they grew up in, and can actually make the change they want to see with the positive forces. And I just want to say this because I know for a fact a lot of police officers in Hartford and in other towns, but if we're speaking specifically in Hartford, in the capital city, that actually, you know, go into the communities that they're working in and they're serving in. And we see the pictures if we follow you guys online. And it's not just about police work. It's about being someone's friend in the community, offering a little help, a little guidance, a little, you know, help, or even just being out at events and just showing the community that you actually care. So I just want to talk to that part about the police work that oftentimes gets overlooked.
Well, like I said, once again, being in law enforcement, and me particularly, I'll speak from my own personal experience.
Right,
and I think this, it helps set the tone, because I'm a Hartford kid. When I say that, I went to elementary school, junior high school, and high school right here in the city of Hartford. Renee, I can tell you, working here in a city that I grew up in has been one of the most rewarding experiences I could have ever had. Mm-hmm. I've worked in many different jobs. I've worked in different cities. But coming back home to Hartford helps set a template and a course of direction for my life and my family's. And I can tell you, my parents are proud of me, my community is proud of me, and I could not be happier. And I think the change, like you talked about, you know, yeah, law enforcement has taken a hit. I mean, we look around, and I mean, we can't sugarcoat what we see. But one of the things I can say is that people who are interested in those type of situations going away, you have to make an effort to be a part of that change. And I think we have enough great citizens right here in the city of Hartford, mm-hmm. but not just here in Hartford. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. It doesn't matter. Female, male, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I don't care. What we do want is good people who want to serve. Mm-hmm. And so if you're coming from another town, or people say the suburbs, there's a lot of people in the suburbs that are great people. And I want them to come and apply for Hartford, because then you can find out all the great people that live here. So, and that's how things change. When people start working together, seeing how other people live, and that we have more in common than we not, you know. So the common denominator being that I work with Officer Marquez, I come over here to iHeartRadio, and I work with you, Renee. I go and work with various businesses. I'm on the board of directors for some nonprofits. This is how you get involved in your community. This is how you start seeing that change, because now you're meeting people where they live. You're helping them. You're helping them understand, I'm here to serve you. And mm-hmm. I think that is the way we make an impact on the city of Hartford, state of Connecticut, and as we grow this out, because that's what we're doing in law enforcement. We're trying to change the narrative, because you hear about police accountability. That's something that comes up a lot. And I look at accountability as what it is. There's accountability in everything. If you're a medical doctor, you have malpractice insurance because you're accountable. Well, we're as law enforcement officer, we're accountable to the citizens that we serve. And I want that. I want that, because that what that does, if that's a problem for you, then you won't sign up for this job. But I think a lot more people who are interested in serving the community, they're going to take this job because they know and they care. And that's what we want to see here in the city of Hartford and in the state of Connecticut. And I think that's going to help everyone.
I don't know how you're following that, Officer Marquez.
I don't think I can.
I want you to try, though. I want to put you on the spot. I want you to hear. You know what? I'm going to give you a head start. For those interested, you can apply at apply at policeapp.com. That's policeapp.com. And of course, look for Hartford, City of Hartford. All right, I bought you a few extra seconds. Okay. Go ahead.
But realistically, going into the community, I think that's the best thing that we can do. Like you guys were talking earlier, arresting people is the least that we really want to do. Talking to the community, sharing with the community, just being in the community, walking down Park Street, going to the bakery, the panaderia. That's what we call it.
You and, never stop over here when you come back from there.
And you know, just talking with the people. You know, people enjoy talking to us and asking us what's going on.
Yeah.
How can they help us and things like that? You know, or jumping double dutch with the kids at the community centers like I was doing the other day because they thought I couldn't do it. They didn't know.
I bet you they were pretty surprised.
They were.
I was surprised.
They didn't know I grew up doing those kind of things, you know? That just shows them that we're just like them, you know what I mean? That's the basic thing. But, you know, like you said, I don't know. I can't touch the Sarge. Sarge is a talker. He's really good at it.
He did a good job. I want to apply now, although we all know I'm not going to show up for the workout, so forget it. Forget it. I've proved myself to be a fail. That was a fail.
But to be honest, Renee, we've had people. The thing that I like to see is progress. We've had people who've come out on the physical agility. Now, they always, for whatever reason, they wanted to be something. They made up their mind, hey, I'm going to do this. And I got to be honest, they couldn't run from here 5 feet.
Okay.
But they were determined. They showed up every day. And they went from 5 feet to 10 feet to 10 yards to 400 yards to three laps to four laps to six laps. And now they're doing that mile and a half in record time. And I'm so proud to see the effort that they put in. And that shows me a lot about their character as well, because they're taking that time. Because for a lot of people, they've sat home or they were in situations or whatever, even in their own careers that they're in now, and they just weren't satisfied. And they always wanted to do something with people. And I just said, and you can see it in their motivation. You can see it in their determination. And it shows me, because I was watching the movie Rudy the other night, and I said, here's this kid.
Oh, my God.
You know,
that's a flashback.
Yeah, he's this kid. You know, he wanted to play football for Notre Dame, but he's like 5 foot nothing and doesn't weigh anything. But he was determined. And I see that same type of effort every single day when Officer Marquez is doing the training. You know, it inspires me. It makes me want to be better. And because of that, I just, you know, take my hat off to those individuals and stuff. And like I said, anybody can do this job. If you have any questions, we also have an email site. Can I give that out right now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's joinhpd@hartford.gov. joinhpd@hartford.gov. And once again, anyone who wants to follow us on Instagram at HartfordCTPolice_recruitment. We're constantly updating what's going on in the police department, what we're doing in recruitment. Please reach out. And like I said, this application period ends on September 30th. However, and this is the other part, drum roll, starting October 1st, we're going to have an open application period, which we're going to pull from that list. And that's going to go from October 1st through December 31st. Now, that particular period is a 90-day period.
Okay.
All right, but we want you guys to get in now. I don't want you to wait.
No, don't wait. But I have a question about that before we wrap, because we do have to wrap pretty soon. But I definitely want to clarify something. So again, you're going to go to policeapp.com. But now, say you apply and maybe you don't get a call back or whatever the case is or whatever you call it, and then October 1st comes around, will you then have to reapply, or do you?
Okay, if you apply by October 30th, September 30th. And all your information is in, you include all the information that they ask you for, you will get a call. You will get a notification.
Okay, so I just wanted to get that clear.
That's not
sorry
a problem.
About that.
But the reason why we have cutoff dates is because we want to start classes in the academy, and we have to start the background process.
I understood.
So as we get that group together, I like to have 1,000 people in this, you know, that we can pull from. And that's why we're going to have that open application period, because for 90 days, we're going to have a group of individuals who can apply after this cutoff date. Who will go on a list, so to speak. And that list will get, you know, done out. In other words, we'll get it vetted. It'll, you know, we'll have you, you'll come in, you'll do your physical agility training with us, you'll take your CHIP test, you'll take your written exam, you'll do your oral board, you'll go into the background process. And now we'll have a vetted list of hopefully hundreds of officers that, as we need replacements, and we're always gonna, because of retirements or things of that nature, we'll need more officers. And we can move you through that process just that much faster. And that's what we're looking to do, to fill spots as they come available. That's why we're going to have that open and ongoing application period.
Okay.
But this one, September 30th, is the one we want to get that cutoff date.
Okay.
So anyone on the sound of my voice right out there, if you're out there in Radio Land, please Go on policeapp.com. That's policeapp.com. City of Hartford law enforcement officer. And, you know, fill out that application. It's $25. Once again, you don't have to be a resident. If you are a resident, that's fine. You don't have to be. We need you to have a driver's license. You have to be a citizen. I forgot to include that. You have to be an American citizen. A valid driver's license. And the physical agility test, we offer that here in the city of Hartford. We give our own. Or you can go out and get your chip card with a place called Certified Fit, if you like. But we offer free training 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Arrive at Hartford High, 55 Forest Street at 5:45 p.m. That's so you can sign a little bit of paperwork and do your stretching before we actually get involved with it and stuff. All right, get you going. But it's a great time. It's fun. And you build a little camaraderie, you know.
There you go. All right. I want to say thank you to our guests today, Sergeant Stephen Austin and Officer Victor Marquez. And again, policeapp.com. But I will tell you, I have all of the links and everything up there at mycommunityaccess.com as well. And I'll look forward to your next visit in October, it sounds like. So that's great.
Hey, listen, we look forward to it. Renee, thank you for having us. And we just want to tell all the listeners, please, hey, listen, the city of Hartford is a great place to work. It's a great place to start your career. Please come and join us and stuff. And I'd love to see you here.